Celtics will wear the home white tonight in Philadelphia on opening night. Sixers in the blue, white letters and numbers. They will go left to right, and the 2019-20 season is underway. Jaylen Brown turns the corner, drives, puts it up near the glass, and it's swatted by Joel Embiid. Tobias Harris coming back the other way, drives into Tatum, puts it off the glass and in. That's a big swing. 9-0 Sixers run, their largest lead up by four. Simmons with Smart chasing him, drop back to Harris, a little stutter step, but he steps back behind the line, drills a three, and back-to-back threes by Korkmaz and Harris, 10 seconds apart, quickly pushed the lead to 10, and Brad Stevens stops it immediately. The Celtics dirtied this game up as much as they possibly could, but they were outmanned, particularly in the second half, and the Sixers, Eastern Conference favorites in so many people's eyes, hold serve on opening night. The final score, Philadelphia 107, Boston 93. Kemba gets the Kanzer screen, angles to the right, goes under Embiid, floats it up, no good. Offensive rebound, tacked home by Enes Kanter, who has been fantastic tonight. His best game was a Celtic by far, 18 points, 8 rebounds. Everybody on their feet, Boston within 4, 90 seconds to go. Kemba. Left-hand dribble away from Simmons, into the paint, throws back out to Tatum. He'll try a three. Got it!
Big people make big shots!
On a brutal shooting night for Jason Tatum, with the money on the table, the clock winding down, and Joel Embiid chasing him. He knocks down a three to get the Celtics within one. Embiid misses the second free throw. Tatum snatches the rebound. Celtics going quick. Bounce pass lead, fielded by Hayward. Hayward closed down by Tobias Harris. Finds Tice under the basket. Embiid blocks the shot, knocks Tice down. Again, no foul. And the Sixers are going to win this ballgame. And the fans are not going to be pleased with the non-calls down the stretch. With the final score, Philadelphia 115, Boston 109. Down the right side, Tatum coming strong, scores with the right hand. Tice does a really good job pinning guys into the paint, creating running room. Celtics by 13, their largest lead, 46-33. Did the 360, but couldn't finish. Harris goes the distance, tried to dunk it. He missed the dunk, and it sat on the back of the rim and then just rolled in, and the Sixers had the lead. Sixers by 4 on the ball. They go to Horford against Daniel Tice. Mid-left block. Now going to work. Left-hand dribble. Gets in pretty deep. There's the pump fake. Score to the foul. See that one coming. A much better effort from the Celtics tonight. With that, there is no question. However, it's going to be a demoralizing defeat, as you said. Up by 15, and Noah Joel Embiid on the other side. Horford step back on the baseline is good. The final, Philadelphia 109, Boston 98.
Tatum dribbles behind his back. Simmons harassing him. Tatum will back it out with 7 on the shot clock. Tatum switches to the right hand, drives past him.
Oh! It flushes hard on Al Horford, and the Garden rises at 1. That was spectacular.
Oh, my God.
Ben Simmons. Push pass for Al Horford. Now the entry. Harris with Marcus Smart in his back. Harris bumps up at the mid-block. Loses the basketball again. Jaylen Brown pounces on it. Driving past Al Horford. And he flushes it down. Horford pulled his hands into his body so he wouldn't foul. So Jaylen Brown just went right around him. Celtics had their largest lead. Up by 18. 71-53. Tatum. Bounce pass through two men. Smart diagonals it out to Wanamaker. Simmons in his pass. Shot clock at 5. Entry to Smart. Turns at the elbow and knocks down a jumper. And crisis averted. Timeout, Brett Brown. If you want to start thinking about Taco, now you can start thinking about it. 7:38 to go. Boston 96. Philadelphia 76. And the Philadelphia 76ers had waited 19 years to sweep a season series from the Boston Celtics. They'll have to wait at least one more as they get blown out in Boston tonight by a final of 116-95.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.